Item number 11, from the Comptroller, requesting authorization to express the county's intent to reimburse itself for expenditures relating to infrastructure improvements for the Milwaukee County Courthouse Complex that are incurred prior to the next issuance of general obligation, corporate purpose bonds or notes, or any future bond issues.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, the Comptroller's office is The Comptroller's office is before you with the Courthouse Improvements Bond Reimbursement Resolution. What we're trying to do is provide an option for financing for items that are related to the courthouse fire, but not eligible to be financed with insurance. We're trying to be proactive because if you run into that situation and you already start to expend, you may not have a financing source for you. This would allow for any item that would come up that is not covered by insurance, may have thought it was going to be covered, but it wouldn't be covered, that you could use bond proceeds to reimburse yourself for. And so we're just trying to be proactive to provide an option. When we put the report together, there weren't any items that fit that description. I was informed that there actually is one item that actually would go into the category for the transfer that got approved earlier in the meeting for this CJF coils, something like that. But basically, we're not thinking that the amount would be more than $2 million, so it's a reimbursement resolution for up to $2 million.
Supervisor Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve item number 11.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Just briefly, where did the $2 million come from then? I mean, if we were at the time, we know we're going to have some of these costs because they've been authorizing work apparently. You know, while they've got ceiling tiles down, they've been replacing other things. And that's the kind of project that would be covered by this.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we're actually looking for more. We were thinking it would be more of a heavier infrastructure because ceiling tile replacement, you wouldn't be able to bond for it. It has to be a bond-eligible item.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it be like something with the HVAC or something with a cooling system or something like that, we basically were having conversations with Risk and also with A&E in terms of the items that were coming up. What we're concerned with is that they may have some items that they're looking at and had thought were eligible to be financed with insurance proceeds, and insurance would come back and say, no, it's not, that it may still be something that the county would have to take care of. It would be important that the county would address it. We just wanted to make sure that there's some financing available, because if they were to take care of it and it turns out that they can't get the insurance proceeds to pay for it, it would be difficult for us to issue bonds after the fact.
Right.
We need to express our intent, and so that's what but we're looking at more of a more infrastructure items than a ceiling tile replacement or something like that.
Right, but the estimate came from A&E?
In our discussions with
the... have that much?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the $2 million amount came out of discussions with the Risk, but we also talked to A&E as well.
Okay, and this would reduce our 14 bonding? This would count against us where, I guess, in terms of our own limits?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I have not had that discussion with the Executive Office or Administration in that regard. It did not come up. I can't tell you that it wouldn't. It just was not a factor in the discussions at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Jersey?
Let me ask the question a little bit differently. If we weren't using that $2 million for the proposal, what could we have used that $2 million for? What typically would we have used that $2 million for?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I don't know if I can answer that question directly. I'll do my best. It's basically $2 million. If you did not do this, you would not be issuing the $2 million. But if you're asking that at some point it would come out of some bond issue, and would that be applied towards a cap? To go back to the comment I made to Supervisor Lipscomb, we did not have that discussion. I can't tell you that number is not going to come off of your cap because we didn't have the discussion. It could, but I don't know that.
Is this the deductible? This is not the deductible for the courthouse fire?
No. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this would be an item that would not be eligible for that but would need to be addressed. So you can't pay for these items that you're expecting to reimburse yourself for. Basically are not covered by insurance. That's why you're looking to use your bond proceeds. So we're mainly looking at bigger ticket items.
Any further discussion? If not, we have a motion to approve item 11. Would you take the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmitz?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Okay. We're going to go to item 17 right now to keep things moving.